And you say you wrote that one in what, 10 minutes?
It was, yeah, it was. It didn't take much thought, and that's probably evidence. It was. I think I wrote that one at work too. I've been thinking about leaving my job. Maybe I should stay there. I don't know.
That maybe the well.
Maybe the easiest way to become a paid songwriter.
Well, for those of you out there who can't see, I mean, the impression that I'm getting here is that some of these songs that we're hearing tonight, Sean and Levi have practiced maybe only once or twice before together. Would that be fair to assume some of these songs?
Yeah, we would like to think it's more than that, but I don't think it's true.
So it's pretty impressive up here the way they can just read off each other. And
very much so.
Wow. Talk about that later. Miles has defaced a magazine.
I just continued to deface a magazine. This comment and that comment were already there.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would not have said that about that lovely young lady.
Who's dressed as Hitler right now.
Everybody likes Halloween.
Right.
Where was I going with that?
I think you're going to remind people that next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what
We're just going to be having a. It's not a private party by any means. We're just going to be partying down at Duffy's Bar, and it'll be a little different than this. The whole band will be there: drums, electric harmonica, and all sorts of nutty stuff. But it should be a fun time. So come down about 9 o'clock Tuesday at Duffy's. Cheap beer, live music.
What more can you ask for?
And tonight, Saturday night, this Saturday, it'll be a really good show, actually. I'm playing down in DeWitt at the Red Zone Bar in DeWitt, Nebraska. So a couple of shameless bits of self-promotion
Nothing shameless here on KZUM.
Friday night in DeWitt. What time is that show?
The Saturday in DeWitt starts at 9 o'clock. Okay. Friday night in Phillipsburg, Kansas at the Horseshoe Bar. So if anyone feels like road tripping 3 or 4 hours, come on down to... Come on down to Phillipsburg, Kansas.
You have something you two want to share? Over there?
I'd like to share, but the FCC prohibits it.
That's true.
Levi added something. This is turning into a group project here at KZUM.
Well, we'll keep passing it around.
We had something we wanted to talk about.
Ron Artest.
Yeah, that too.
We were thinking about doing a CD together. I don't know if there's any Ron Artest fans. formerly known as a Pacers player, now known for his blossoming rap career. And we're going to do some songs together. That's the plan.
Have you seen Borat by any chance?
Nope.
Oh, you need to go see this movie. I can say that to Sean because that wasn't anyone else.
All right.
It is wrong beyond everything you have ever seen.
The movie?
The movie. Absolutely wrong beyond everything you have ever seen. It's a very nice social criticism of not the group you would think.
It's beyond words to describe this film. But
is it in theaters now?
It is in yeah. It is in theaters now, and I've seen it twice already, and.
Worth seeing, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys should play something before I start reading off of this magazine and get us all in trouble.
Look at her tattoos. Look at her tattoos.
Lovely.
That's a Tibetan love sign.
Well, Levi, what do we have here? This is another wind-filled song. We came staggering back to our campsite one morning at about 6, and some people didn't know that we were just coming back. They didn't know if we were getting up for breakfast or staggering back, or I guess maybe they probably knew. But, they asked us how we were doing, and the first thing I said out of my mouth was, well, I had 8 hours of whiskey and a shot of sleep. So this is a work in progress here, but it's called 8 hours of whiskey and a shot of sleep.